Welcome everyone to September 21st, 2021. As you notice, it's 2121. We got double threes. So if you find a third three in your day, beautiful for building. So, you know, the moment you see that, there are things that can grow and open. We talked about last week that the Empress, she's also a three, bringing that abundance. So this week we've got double threes going on. So our third one, you know, if it appears in a license plate, or it's like now it's 37 seconds I'm recording, so there's a three there. So you get to see, wow, this is the moment of building. So someone mentioned dreams. Oh, by the way, these sessions are free. They're on every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern time. And they are on basically 99% of the time. If they are canceled, you'll be notified on my website, www.leurbanretreat.com, or, you know, through WhatsApp message that it's canceled. Otherwise, you're pretty much guaranteed that it's on. And please support me. These sessions are free. You can support by liking and sharing my videos on YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook. You can also, you know, comment, you know, just say what you've experienced, how you like the sessions. You can share with other people. That's super helpful. And if you want to donate, that's great too. And I thank you all for your donations, those of you who've made donations in many ways, whether it's through liking, sharing, and making comments, or a monetary donation. All right. And we also have just a few announcements. We have a breakthrough class coming up in November, and you can sign up for that class on www.leurbanretreat.com. We also have a breakthrough practical occurring in January. So we've moved the class to January, and that'll be January 7th, 8th, and 9th. So if you want to sign up for that, you need to have a prerequisite. We've also got trainees that are doing breakthroughs. So you can always get in touch with anyone who is training to be a breakthrough instructor in case you want to get a breakthrough. You could also get breakthroughs and body talks with me privately. And what else can I tell you? We've got, oh, Esther Beltan, the creator of Breakthrough, is also giving Steps intensive classes, and she's doing story time. We did a story time last weekend. It was really a lot of fun. You go through a story and you get to see your life unravel, and it actually unravels in the central nervous system. She does it differently than I do. If you ever want to join mine, I haven't set them up yet, but I will set up going through some stories and seeing how that relates to us. What else? I have tarot going on. We'll start again in February. We've got, we'll have a sign up there so you can join in. And I think that's it for now. And here we go. We're going to work with today a bit of Kundalini. So I'm looking at the planet's Kundalini. So what I've done before I came on here is to actually perform Reiki on the entire planet. So I just create a form of the planet, and from there I just send in Reiki. And that's what came up, was the Kundalini of the planet, how it's moving, how it's flowing. So, you know, sometimes it gets stuck. If anyone's had, you know, the experience of Kundalini getting stuck, it can even blow out the spine, you know, can do lots of things. But then it's got its other avenue. It's the feminine and masculine, the Ida Pingala channels. And we've also got its capacity to burn things out, like active memory or, you know, garbage from the body. So we'll work with some toxin release to begin with. That's going to be a body chemistry. You can put some saliva in your navel, and I will tap out your body chemistry to toxicity. And as I mentioned before I came on the audio, we're also going to work with allergens, because here in North America, we've got high allergen season. I'm sure in the southern hemisphere you're getting that springtime allergen. And breathe. Wow, there's a lot of contraction in the lungs to this. Been doing quite a few of these today, and every time I come to the allergen, the diaphragm kind of contracts up. So that could be me personally, or if any of you notice, because you can't breathe when an allergy comes up, right? It's hard to breathe. You get a hyperhistamine reaction, and the immune system goes a little wacko. So that said, we're also going to do viruses. There's a few viruses going around, not necessarily COVID, but we started all this because of COVID. So let's put COVID-19, COVID-20, COVID-2021. I'm using my own terminology. I'm not using this Delta variant and all this stuff. I want to use the years because within the year, there are variations of the mutation of old viruses going on constantly, right? I still haven't looked up how fast a virus reproduces, but if it's anything like a fruit fly, we're getting lots of variations in the DNA. Then we want to look at our own DNA. So just breathe. Just imagine you're looking at those strands, right? And all the genes, right? We get all these mutations going on. We can have them from our family history. That's going to be eighth chakra. So we want to balance those coming in that are most important to each and every one of us on the planet now. Then we want to look at pathological consciousness. So we have a lot of the pathological consciousness we're going to bring up is to caring. All right, I just got a stress in the diaphragm again. Whoa. Okay, so I'm doing a bioenergetics to the posterior aspect of the diaphragm. If you want to move around, you can. Do it gently, please. Just kind of move and see if you can, get the stickiness of the posterior diaphragm that's under the ribs there, and just feel them, moving, disconnecting from the entrecote, intercostals, right? All that. We get so much stickiness, whether it's because we're seated for too long, right, or holding the phone too long. Sure, you get exercise, but it's not the same as it was in the day, let's say. So we'll do a toxin release to that. I'm just checking on the breath now to see if it's moving. Now I'm in the anterior portion to the stomach. And this is what the stomach will not accept. So remember, you have a ton of ideas of how the world should operate. You are your own nation, right? It's literally your own nation under God. And you think you know how to run the world. And you think you know the way everything should run, which means that you look at others and you have no acceptance of diversity. So if I think somebody should live their life differently, I don't accept diversity for whatever pathology that person's going through. Now, even though they can live their life the way they want to, it does not mean they can hurt me. Okay, so somebody's a drug addict, fine. I'm not going to interfere unless they need interference, require it, right? Even the law doesn't allow us to interfere with people unless they decide to do it, right? So if you look at caring, it passes those boundaries. Our caring is I care about you, so I'm going to do something you don't want. I care about you, so I'm going to push you. I care about you, so I'm going to force you. But you, who cares? The person caring is, you don't even know whether it's right or wrong, and also, well, who knows what's right or wrong? We don't even know, like, what's right or wrong. We think we've decided in many ways what's right or wrong, but we absolutely don't know. So caring gets connected to this right or wrong again, Shakespeare. Nothing is right or wrong, only thinking it makes it so. And now I can hear all these voices of morality, but isn't there morality? That's a whole other discussion. But my morality is not your morality. Your morality is not mine. What we do come down to is if you try to kill me, I'm going to resist. If you try to hurt me, I'm going to resist. If you try to rob me, I'm going to resist just as anybody else would. And we got a release of the diaphragm. All right, so we had another comment about consideration. Consideration is part of the art of drawing conclusions in section, I forgot the number, it's nine, I think, or 14 of the thalamus. Anyway, it's this section that draws conclusions. So we have to have input. So we get sensory input from the world, right? That's the only experience we can have is sensory input. Right? Then we have all these ideas and thoughts about it, but we have the sensory input from the world. So we need that sensory input to be clear. So we're going to clarify five senses, physical and subtle five senses, to the small intestine. That's where the discernment needs to occur. And the discernment is just for oneself. It's not necessarily discernment for the other. They need to discern for themselves. And my heart's racing on that one. Racing and racing and racing. So the heart's coming in. Heart is the feminine yin of the small intestine. So she's talking now. She's coming up and she's vibrating to all of this to help you individuate. So we had five senses, physical and subtle, to the small intestine. Now we're bringing it up. Five senses, physical and subtle, to the individuation process. So if you feel your heart racing, then you know you're getting a nice, beautiful link to individuate that those five senses, right? So they're clear and clean. You're just experiencing the world with your senses, not with all of the concomitant belief systems. And that's where eighth chakra comes in, because some of the five senses are also influenced by your family history, right? That's coming down through your genetics. It's coming down through your chakra, right? The mitochondrial DNA, all that stuff is in there telling you, oh no, this can't happen. And that's got to be like this, or that's got to be like that. Your habits, your reactionary living, it's all coming down. Oh my God, can you feel the burden? It's like the head goes down, the shoulders go down. Holding the ancestors. If you are ready, put your hands out in front of you, both hands, and you can offer whatever it is you want to offer. I am offering all of reactionary living and habits and behaviors that are linked to belief systems to back to my ancestors. Once you're done, go into prayer position and offer gratitude. I mean, that was all part of the process. They had to go through it, but they can take it back. And I could still thank them for taking it back. So now that we've cleared all of this, let's think, even if you don't know what you want, that might be the question you ask to come to you is, what are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? What's suited to me? You know, universe, bring me different options so I can look at them and try them out. Of course, if you get different options, you might just say no rather than trying them out. And you may have tried something in the past and thought you disliked it. But after a session, you might try it again and see something different. Everything will bring you a gift. Even if you don't really like it, it will bring you a gift. We do not like all things we do. It really is not my favorite thing to clean up bird poop. It's just not. But I need to do it to keep my house clean. It's not my favorite thing to clean the toilet, but I do it to keep my house clean because I like my house clean. So there's certain things we do that we don't like, and it teaches us what we need to do and what practical considerations we need to make so that we can, you know, decide how we would like to live our lives. You know, you want to produce more, so you have maids and servants. Great, go ahead. So we've cleared the five senses, so that opens up that possibility to those of you who don't know. Those of you who've already formulated what you want, think about it now. Just think about it without any pushy energy. If you notice yourself pushing, hold your liver and say, okay, you can back off a bit, liver. You can back off. Because if you're pushing, nobody wants a pushy person. Nobody wants pushy energy. Nobody likes it. Yeah, we don't like it. So when you come at something with fear, notice if you have fear when it comes to your dreams. And hold your kidneys now. And we're just going to drain out the kidneys. Just breathe. We don't want any fear that is pathological or driven associated with our dreams. Now come to your heart. So the heart harmonizes. So just think of your dream. If anything pulls you, like a judgment or how am I going to do that, then go back to your kidneys and go back to your liver. So how am I going to do it? That's the pushy energy, right? You got to go trial and error to figure out, here's my dream and I'm stepping towards it and I want to take out or disassociate any of the fear or any of the driven energy that will kind of reduce possibility. That would be the best way to put it. So now heart harmonized, we're going to link it to your dream. So give me a moment. I'd like to formulate mine without talking. So you all formulate, just see your dream. And we're going to disassociate any tentacles to pushy, forcing, and fear. Thank you so much for that. Be in gratitude to the heart and the universe. Remember, the laws of the universe are in constant operation. They don't stop. They never stop. Law of attraction doesn't stop. Ever. So the place you're coming from, if it's nice and calm, you keep transmuting the fear. Of course, it has more of a doorway. If you come from fear, you'll attract fear. If you come from harmony, then you attract something harmonious. Notice your shoulders. So we're unburdening. That's synthesis through the heart is unburdening. That's coming from eighth chakra. If you've got shoulder joint issues, we're going to go in and do a repair to those joints. And then link it to the hips. Yeah, I'm already feeling a more fluid spine, so that Kundalini can travel a lot more smoothly. So just stay in the place of your heart today, maybe even for the entire week. whenever you're kind of pulled off by the mind, you could just put your hand on your heart. It takes a second. Just takes 1 second to just reconnect. Just connect. That's it. Nothing else. Hand on the heart, connect. It's not even connect. I don't even know which word to use. Just put your hand on your heart. Just that moment of attention to self. I find it just calms the whole body. Well, the whole body mind, actually. All right, my darlings, there you go, and have a great week, and I'll see you next week.